This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 123 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Chuck Egan from Blue Line Environmental Services. Chuck, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's excited to learn a little bit more about what you do and all that good stuff, right? So let's jump right in. Why don't we just start off by, you know, introducing what you guys do over at Blue Line.
All right. My name is Chuck Egan. We operate Blue Line Environmental Services. It's just me and my wife. So okay. I can tell you whenever you call my number, I'm the one who's going to pick up and handle it. So that way, if you have any questions, we're always available. We try to get you scheduled as quickly as possible.
Nice. I love that. So, yeah, personal service. We got to love that. So how did you get involved in the environmental services industry?
A long story. Well, we're shortening it up. I joined the military, became an MP. Then went to Germany, came back to D.C. In D.C., I was an evidence tech with the police department for 24 of the 25 years I served. Decided to retire, come where it was warm. Yep. Came to Florida, and my brother put me to work as a home inspector. It was mainly to help guide my nephews, because with my background with people and dealing with people, it was good for the younger group to learn how to associate with people and deal with them. Yeah. So that's where that started off. And as time went on, I decided to break away and do mold and radon testing. And that way it's a little bit easier on my legs and back and everything else.
Right, right. Well, and that's important stuff down here in Florida, because that's quite a problem sometimes with the mold going on and everything, and, you know, vacant houses or people, snowbirds not around, correct?
That is correct.
So we've all had some type of, I don't want to say challenge or obstacle along our journey. Is there something that maybe happened along your journey that you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place now because of it?
There is. I mean, from doing evidence tech work has really helped me out, because, you know, I get to see the facts. So it's not misled by TV or somebody else's opinion. Everything I dealt with was facts. And by seeing how people were led astray by different opinions, with any type of industry, unfortunately, I wanted to make mine an honest one. And that's what we report with, was all facts and evidence and how the solutions for that. It wasn't right. About gaining an edge. It was about just being honest.
Yeah, good customer service, which seems to be rare nowadays. But, you know, it's good to see people that are actually focused on that and in providing what they should be providing to people. Are there any maybe myths or, I don't know, misconceptions that we can address or break for our listeners today?
Absolutely. A lot of people won't want to hear this, but it's a fact once again. Right. You know, we hear a lot where all homes have mold, you live in Florida. That is not correct, because after a mold assessment and mold remediation is done, we go in and retest to make sure there is no mold in that home. So to say mold is everywhere, no. It can be taken care of. It can be prevented. It's knowing what to do to prevent this or help lower that type of mold of entering your home. The other one is, you know, you'll hear Aspergillus penicillium. They'll tell you it's a very common mold down here. It's light, airy. It usually looks like gold flakes in your closets, behind louvered doors. That one, you know, a lot of the realtor companies report as it's not toxic, it's not harmful, everybody has it. And the problem that I have, as well as all the other mold assessors, even my friends and my competition, is yes, it's everywhere, but it affects everybody differently. I get the headaches, congestion, scratchy throat. So for me to tell somebody it's not a problem, you'll never hear that from me. Everybody's different. It affects everybody differently.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you don't know it, like, it's on a case by case basis. So what is the big difference with some of the molds down here, or some people that they, what should they be looking out for, I guess?
Well, some of the differences real quick, Jim, is Aspergillus is light, airy. It's usually a goldish brown color, and we'll see it on closet racks, high humidity areas in the home, behind louvered doors where there's not a lot of ventilation. The other mold is Stachybotrys. That's the black toxic mold EPA's labeled. Everybody wants to run. But I can tell you, I've been in homes that have had Stachybotrys everywhere, and I've left that home feeling fine. Now, this isn't a long-term exposure by any means, and this doesn't mean everybody's fine with it.
Right. Yep.
But if I'm in a home with a lot of Aspergillus, I leave with a headache. It don't go away for hours.
Interesting.
That Stachybotrys mold, if that gets in the air, it's a heavy, wet, black mold. It almost looks like wet charcoal from a charcoal grill, if anybody has them anymore. And it stays stuck, so it's really hard to get it airborne, whereas Aspergillus goes around everywhere. So different
effect. Kind of like a pollen, right? Yeah.
Just pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So do you see any, I want to say, trends, because, you know, are you seeing things that are more common nowadays than they used to be or changing?
I see things. It's mainly from our own homeowners as well as my family members. We've done it when we first came down here. And one of the things is not I have mold, it's how do I keep from having it?
Yes.
And the big thing is keep your home below 60% of humidity. That is the biggest thing. Keep it ventilated. So if you're going to leave, put your ceiling fan on low to assist with the AC unit to circulate that air around in back rooms. Where we see anytime we're called in for a mold inspection or assessment, I'll usually look and see where the sliding glass doors are, because a lot of people want to open those doors up if we have a cooler day or they're here on vacation. They get that hotel syndrome. And what happens is all that warm air comes rushing in and it gets forced to the very back of the house. Well, the AC isn't circulating enough to get that warm air out. And that's usually the rooms that I have more mold growth than anywhere else. So if you open up a window on the other end of the homes enough to move a sheer curtain from a breeze, that stops that from happening in those back rooms. So something as simple as just a little bit of ventilation to create a breeze will help prevent it. The other is water leaks. A lot of people won't service their AC unit. As soon as that condensate line backs up and shuts the AC off, if the float switch isn't working, you're going to have many gallons of water in your home. That's going to be a serious problem. The other is if the AC shuts off, it's going to get very humid, and then we're going to start the beginning of a process for the mold growth. So a lot of it is user error, so to speak, as a homeowner to make sure you have ventilation, keep the humidity down, fix any water leaks, the basic service.
Just a lot lack of knowledge per se too, because a lot of people, like you mentioned, think, oh, it's okay if I open a window, or it's okay if I do this and nothing's going to happen. It's fine. It mold grows by water, right?
That's it. You give it the right temperature, dust, and you know, some spores, and we begin.
Right. Absolutely. So I know you mentioned that you weren't from here originally. Where are you from originally?
Originally Ohio, small town south of Columbus.
Nice, nice. What brought you down to Southwest Florida?
Like I said, the military took me away, right. And then, you know, through a series of events that I chose, you know, not the government for me, but I chose, you know, and I wanted to be an MP, and then I wanted to be a police officer, and then it broke into the evidence work. And then I love scuba diving, the jet skis, the parties, and the events, and so Florida was the perfect area.
Absolutely. That's why we love it down here. So are there certain things that you love to do other than scuba diving?
I love my jet ski. My wife laughs at me because I have a racing simulator. I love the F1 racing. So even though I'll never be on a real track, I pretend I am.
That's it. That's all I care, right? You feel like you're out there. That's all that matters.
And it costs me a lot less.
I agree. Yeah, right? With the cost of those cars, fuel, and everything. So is there one thing that you wish our listeners maybe knew about what you do that maybe they're not aware of?
Yeah, actually there is, Jim. And this is one, and this will help the listeners understand. If you think you have mold growth in your home, or you do, or a water leak after a major storm, and you want to know what's going on, the first thing you want to do is you want to have a licensed assessor come in. That's myself or any other licensed assessor for Florida. And what we do is we come in and we do the air sampling. We take an outdoor sample as our control. We want to know what's outside. And then we take air samples inside. And if we have visible mold, we want to swab it. As I mentioned, some molds don't go airborne. This is the beginning part to let the homeowners know, here's what's going on in the home. Here's how to address it. Maybe it's not growing everywhere, and it's something that you're just allergic to. If we come up with other issues, such as the levels are elevated more than outside, or we have a mold in the home that's not outside, then more serious things need to happen. And that's when we do a mold assessment. That's when we come in, infrared cameras, moisture meters. We go through the home room by room, documenting everything, temperature, humidity, mold growth, where there is a moisture issue, if any, and most importantly, the exact protocols of what needs to be done in that room. At the end of the report, there's plenty of pictures and the assessment protocols. And this is important for everyone because this explains exactly what needs to be done in this home. So if we have a leak behind the toilet that's caused damage to the wall, the not so honest contractor could come in and say, let's rip out the flooring, the toilet, the cabinet, the wall. Maybe all that doesn't need done. And that's why in our reports, we put exactly what needs to be done. So when the remediation company gets the paperwork, they know exactly what they're going to do. The insurance companies like us more and more now because they understand we're not working for them or against them. We're working for the honest report. So you don't have somebody who's not educated enough to go, oh, that's fine, you'll live with it, wipe it up, or the worst, let's tear out the bathroom. No, here is what's going on, do this. So this is why it's very important for everybody to understand. Start off with testing, then a mold assessment, proper protocols, a licensed remediation company, and then after a remediation company is done removing the mold growth, fixing the water issues, removing damaged materials, we come in and retest and make sure they did their job right. So the important thing is when we say it's good, that home is almost back to like a hospital environment for them to do the build backs and everything else. And that's how you do it, honestly. A lot of companies aren't doing that, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunate for you, but it's you're educating people, and that's the important part. You know, it's especially down here in Florida, it's such a big deal. How would our listeners go about getting in touch with you if they have some issues or concerns?
As I tell everybody, Jim, even if I haven't done your report, you can call me. Don't tell me what company you had do it. Don't tell me who you had come in, because I don't want to badmouth anybody. I just want to be honest with you. You can contact me at 239-351-6623, or you can text me. I'm always going to pick up the phone. If I don't, it's because I'm doing an assessment, and I'm giving those people the same courtesy you would expect me to give you. I promise I will call you back. I will be in contact, and we'll get you scheduled for whatever you may need.
Very good. I love it, Chuck. Thank you for it's been a pleasure getting to know you, number one, but thank you for educating us today. And thank you for being such a good neighbor.
Not a problem, Jim. Thanks for inviting me.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.